Welcome to Falcons Live Inside the Draft on AtlantaFalcons.com. My name is Chris Domino, and this man is the number one overall pick for the Atlanta Falcons. Desmond Trufant joins us right now. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm assuming it was a pretty long night, but a good night for the whole Trufant family.
Yes, it was a great night. It was a celebration. You know, I'm so thankful and humbled to be in this position. So my parents are ecstatic, you know, all my brothers, so we're just enjoying the time.
Again, this is a little thing that might not be a little thing. You were originally scheduled to go to New York. You just told me you had a situation where your grandfather might not have been able to do the travel, and you decided, you know what, I'm going to stay. I think that's pretty telling. So good for you along those lines as well.
Yes, I wanted my grandfather to be a part of the whole, you know, the whole process. You know, he's been there. He's the reason I'm here. So, you know, I wanted him to be there. And it was a great deal. I'm happy I stayed home.
Good for you. Let's talk a little bit about your career in college. I think it's 47 starts overall. So obviously you have a lot of game experience. I think I asked you last night, if I looked at film of you your freshman year, looked at film of you your senior year, you know, there's just getting bigger. There's certain things because of the weight room and doing the things that you have to do in terms of drills. But I'm assuming I'd see a different player from an instinct point of view and a guy who is more prepared, obviously, for this moment now.
Definitely. You know, freshman, you know, you're just a young kid, athletic. You know, you're just out there just running around. But my senior year, you know, was really technical sound. Was patient in my technique and my press coverage and off coverage, disciplined eyes. So just slowed my game down completely as far as technique.
I think you have an advantage, not just from playing that many games, but you went through that maturation that some guys, if they only play a year or two in college, maybe don't. You understand now that what my coaches are telling me, if I get this down, the game is a little bit easier on this side.
Yes, definitely. You got to, like you said, your coaches, they know. You know, you got to listen to them. You got to trust them, trust in your technique. You know, once you believe in what you're doing, you know, success comes to you.
What about the idea of kind of faking guys out, quarterbacks? You get to the point where you let them think, I'm about to do this, but you don't have as much of a window as you think you do.
Yeah, definitely. You got to, you know, you got to, it's all a game out there. You know, you got to play. You're going against the quarterback and the receiver.
Right.
So, you know, you got to bait him, you know, things like that. So, you know, I just try to use my instincts.
What about the idea of being prepared for a game? Just, again, what I see on film, I trust is about to happen. Therefore, whether a guy's giving you a tell, whether it's a quarterback, receiver, or even offensive lineman, you now know that those things, you can trust whatever it is you believe you have in your back pocket going in.
Yes, definitely. I'm big on film study. You know, that's where you win the game at. You're learning your opponent, being two steps ahead. You know, so I always watch tons of film game week just to get a step ahead. So that's big.
People get hung up, I think, on interception numbers. They might not look at pass breakups, and they probably don't look at the idea of how few times once you get established people will actually throw at you. The interception number, I think that's the one that jumps out, but it maybe is not supposed to when you're playing as a corner where they're staying away from your side of the football.
Yes, definitely. You know, like you said, when you get that recognition and status, you know, people don't throw your way as much. But if you lock down one side of the field, they can't throw over there. You know, that's just as impactful as getting two interceptions. So, you know, I just, you know, just try to be consistent in everything I do.
In Seattle, your brother, you would know the NFL's changing a little bit. Quarterbacks who can get outside the pocket. Let's talk a little bit about run support. People say, well, can he go to the line of scrimmage and hit a running back? Sometimes now in today's NFL, it's knowing what a quarterback's about to do. Is he going to break the line? How quickly can I get to him and then knock him down once it's my turn?
Yeah, you got to be – I pride myself on being a well-rounded corner. You know, you got to come up, be physical, tackle, get in guys' face, get your nose dirty. So I try to, you know, be well-rounded.
The idea of press coverage, I'm assuming now, and you'll probably get a little bigger, stronger once you start working out at the pro level, but the idea of going up to the line of scrimmage and giving a guy a little bump. Sometimes if you let a guy get into the route, I don't care how good you are, it's a little bit more difficult to defend him.
Yes, definitely. You got to be patient in your technique with your press. You know, good with your hands, good with your eyes and your pad level. So you just got to be good in your technique.
Last thing, you just mentioned in a press conference the two guys whose games as DBs you really like. Now, you didn't pick any two guys. You picked two guys who obviously a lot of Falcons fans and NFL fans know. Give everybody the two names that you want to be like and tell them why you think there's a chance you can do some of those things.
Well, I try to mold my game after Darrell Revis and Charles Woodson. You know, for Darrell Revis, just because his technique is flawless. He's so patient and strong at the line of scrimmage. And Charles Woodson, you know, you can put him all over the field in a slot. Safety, you know, he plays a couple of different roles, so I try to mold my game after them.
Hey, I do have one more. When you're a freshman or a sophomore, if you get beat, and it happens to everybody, the idea of being able to forget, it's on to the next play. Can you explain how important that is in the maturation of a DB?
It's big. It's one of the biggest things at corner, the mental game. Yeah. You know, you gotta realize you're not going to win 100% of the time. That's just how the game is, but can you bounce back? Can you come make the tackle the next play? Can you get the breakup the next play? So you just got to move on.
And if it stays in your head, these guys are pros. Whether they're talking, chirping a little bit, they're letting you know. And I think they find out pretty quickly in this league whether you can handle that adverse moment as opposed to just riding success.
Yeah, definitely. It's all a mind game out there. Everybody's trying to get in each other's head. So you just got to stay calm, cool, and collected.
Appreciate it very much. Desmond Trufant, he's the number one pick of your Atlanta Falcons. We'll come back with more right here on AtlantaFalcons.com.